This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a three-day visit to the United States this morning. Mr. Modi will begin his tour by attending the fourth annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. During the summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden along with other leaders of the Quad grouping. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to joining his colleagues, President Biden, Prime Minister Albanese and Prime Minister Kishida for the Quad Summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. On his scheduled meeting with the US President, Mr. Modi said the meeting with President Biden will allow them to review and identify new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership for the benefit of our people and the global good. Afterward, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community on 22nd of this month. He is also scheduled to meet with top executives of leading US-based companies to explore greater collaboration in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing and semiconductors. Prime Minister said he is looking forward to engaging with the Indian diaspora and important American business leaders. He said these are the key stakeholders and provide vibrancy to the unique partnership between the largest and the oldest democracies of the world. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow, which aims to foster global cooperation on critical challenges faced by the international community. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi as Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of five ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Shehlawat. The swearing-in ceremony will take place today at Raj Nivas, where Delhi LG V.K. Saxena will administer the oath to Atishi and her Council of Ministers. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over east, west, northeast and south peninsula parts of the country during the next 3 days. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Telangana yesterday. Heavy rainfall has been forecast in Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat and Marathwada till 25th of this month. IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall in Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 26th of this month. Sri Lanka will go to polls today to elect a new president. A total of 38 candidates are in the fray, whose fate will be decided by over 17 million voters in the preferential voting system. The contest is mainly between incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader and SJB candidate Sajith Premadasa, and NPP leader Anura Kumar Visanaike. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 81 for 3 against Bangladesh on day 3 of the first test at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. With a strong first innings lead of 227 runs, India now leads by 308 runs overall. Shubman Gill with 33 runs and Rishabh Pant with 12 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday. On day 2, in their second innings, India lost 3 quick wickets in the final session of the day. Rohit Sharma fell for 5 runs, while Yashasvi Jaiswal managed just 10 runs. Virat Kohli was given out LBW for 17, though replays showed he had inside-edged the ball before it hit his pad. However, Kohli chose not to review the decision. Early in the day, Bangladesh struggled in response to India's first innings total of 376, getting bowled out for just 149. India's bowlers were in top form, with Jasprit Bumrah taking 4 wickets. Mohammad Siraj, Akash Deep and Ravindra Jadeja chipped in with 2 wickets each, putting India in a dominant position. U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously approved a bill that aims to enhance Secret Service protection for the presidential nominees and their respective vice presidential candidates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.